This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Calcium Products. I'm Dustin Huffman. Producers are always looking for ways to be more profitable with their operations. There's always different opportunities out there that might work for your farm. Sometimes it's supplying to a marketplace you've not considered in the past. For a customer base that's looking for soybeans that provide healthier options for food sources, one place they're looking is in cooking oil. High oleic soybeans are the answer to that demand, and Pioneer has plenty of soybeans available for growers to earn more from their soybean acres. We hear more right after this.
I'm Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Applying your sulfur fertilizer in the fall eliminates the hassle of fighting spring weather to get it done. Due to its solubility, SO4 pelletized gypsum provides application flexibility and is well suited for fall application. Other sources don't have the right solubility to meet crop needs when applied in the fall. Ask your agronomist about SO4 pelletized gypsum and visit our website at www.calciumproducts.com.
Roger Tyson is the marketing manager for Plenish Soybeans. He talked about having a product where producers can look over their fields and know that their product is going to have a direct impact on a consumer base. He says the food industry's consumer has changed a lot in the last decade, especially in the last 18 months.
The food industry has been faced with a consumer that looks a lot different than 10 years ago, right? And really, if you could argue that it's really faced with a consumer that looks really different than 18 months ago, pre-COVID. So COVID has changed a lot of things. It's made us aware of a lot of things. And part of that is what we're putting in our bodies, right? So Plenish really fits and speaks to that consumer.
Tyson says what hasn't changed is taste. Consumers still want that great taste they've come to expect, even though they want a healthier and more sustainable product.
The thing that hasn't changed in the last 10 years is we all want taste, right? So taste is really important to us. We're not going to sacrifice taste for something else. But this product will allow us to still experience the taste that we demand from our food manufacturers and allow them to have the flexibility to give us these new offerings that the consumer is demanding today. The real proof with Plenish is you have to try it. So cook your fish, cook your chicken, use it in anything that you use your normal oils in your kitchen, and you'll see that it's a fantastic product. Go to find a Pioneer sales rep that's doing a fish fry or that's deep fat frying tenderloins, and I'll tell you that you're going to have the best fish that you ever had in your life being cooked in this oil.
Except for the storage and selling of your Plenish soybeans, raising them is no different than any other Pioneer hybrid.
It's an IP product, right? It's an identity preserved product because we're using it for a specific case. So a grower that traditionally just grows commodity soybeans like my brother's, you're going to have separate storage, or you're going to be delivering it to a facility that takes delivery of these beans at a specific time. So that's the one difference. Otherwise, herbicide programs, same thing we would do with our other soybean products. We recommend, you know, overlapping residuals, multiple mode of actions to control weeds in these soybeans, just like all of our other soybeans.
Plenish soybeans come with Pioneer's A-Series genetics.
These products are made with our A-Series genetics. They're the same genetics that we're making all of our other herbicide tolerant or other products that we sell in our soybean lineup. This last year, we've seen a 2.2 bushel yield advantage versus our competitors with Plenish soybeans. They bring all the defensive characteristics that our other soybeans bring to the lineup. So these products carry all those defensive characteristics to allow growers to have success growing Plenish on their farms.
We've got a lot more on this story at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.